Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a significant internal shift at OpenAI. The company has slowed the pace of scaling for its most advanced models, citing growing risks from what it calls cybercritical capabilities, essentially the ability to conduct cyber attacks. This follows two developments: the recent OpenAI Hugging Face security incident and preliminary evidence that its upcoming Astra model may meet a critical cybersecurity threshold under its own preparedness framework. As a result, OpenAI paused reinforcement learning training on its latest models for 2 weeks, and its largest planned frontier training run remains on hold.
The company is implementing stronger security requirements for research workloads. That includes stricter sandboxing for code execution, better network isolation, and a new monitoring system for models with tool access. OpenAI estimates that monitoring adds about 20% compute overhead. A significant number of Astra-related workloads remain paused until they can be migrated to meet these new security standards.
One number to know today is 3.6 times. That's the lower latency OpenAI says its new custom inference chip, called Jalapeno, delivers compared to commercial AI systems. The chip also shows up to 1.9 times better efficiency. OpenAI built this to run its own models more efficiently, and that matters because inference cost is a major operational expense for enterprises running AI at scale. It's part of a broader move by major AI labs to design their own hardware.
Google has introduced new AI agent platforms tailored for financial and legal services. The company is moving toward more vertical, industry-specific uses for agents. Think contract review, compliance checking, and transaction analysis. AI Business notes that Google is playing catch-up here compared to competitors who focused on vertical applications earlier. The article points out that the new platforms show a broader industry shift, where generic chatbots are giving way to specialized agents that understand specific business workflows.
Cisco is expanding its partnership with NVIDIA to help enterprises build and manage AI data centers. According to Axios, the networking giant is integrating more deeply with NVIDIA's technology to capture more of the infrastructure boom driven by AI workloads. The partnership aims to address the complex networking and compute orchestration needed for large-scale AI deployments.
InfoWorld has a story about a different kind of constraint: power. The article argues that demand for AI infrastructure is expanding faster than local electrical grids can support in many markets. That could throttle capacity plans. The piece advises enterprises to right-size AI workloads before scaling and to design for deployment flexibility across multiple clouds and regions, because cloud capacity is no longer seemingly infinite. And finally, Axios reports that security researchers are seeing AI being used to accelerate cyber attacks on critical infrastructure like water systems and power plants, making those attacks more efficient and harder to detect. The article highlights specific concerns about AI lowering the barrier for attackers to find and exploit vulnerabilities in industrial control systems.
One thing to try is to add a positive signal to anything you've automated. This comes from a Reddit thread in the AI agents community where people shared stories of automations that failed quietly for weeks. The problem is that a job with nothing to do and a job that failed look identical from the outside.
The fix is simple. Have your automation create a small, observable artifact when it runs successfully, even if it has nothing to do. This could be a time-stamped log entry, a heartbeat file, or a low-priority notification. It turns silent success into something you can actually monitor. The thread emphasizes that this basic check can save you from discovering a critical process has been broken for a month.
That's Compact Conversations for Tuesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.